With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We're here.
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling.
What up, listener? We wanted to take a second to thank you for listening to this Blue Wire podcast. Be sure to show your support to this pod by subscribing and dropping a 5-star review on iTunes, a follow on Spotify, or the appropriate dApp for any other platform you might be listening on. And if you're enjoying this show, chances are you'll like one of our 75 other sports podcasts. Find more shows you'll love at BlueWirePods.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
What up, everybody? This is another episode of the Corner Podcast. Usually we don't start off in this fashion, but I had to tell you guys that we had technical difficulties this week. The old man is in LA for a fight. I was running around, so our signals kind of got crossed. The mics aren't working correctly. It's kind of hard to listen to, just being honest off rip. But I thought we had a pretty good show. It's our wrestling episode. And a lot of the wrestling portion kind of got wiped clean because of the technical difficulties. What we'll try to do is record that next week and give you the wrestling show earlier and maybe just come around and do a turnaround and do the wrestling show on Monday so you guys get that wrestling show earlier in the week with a clean sound and a clean copy. For now, we're just going to put in the beginning part of the show. It's a little rough. You'll hear like a crazy static in the background. Still not sure how the mic bugged out, but sometimes when you're traveling on the road and setting up, these things happen. So please try to enjoy the beginning of this episode and know that next week we'll bring you guys a full pro wrestling episode. Hopefully you guys enjoy this. We're not leaving you without anything. So bear with us. Next week we'll be back to normal. Thanks.
It's me, Kel Dansby, here with the old man Andres. Hell, a day after his birthday. Happy birthday, old man. We got to start off the show like that. What'd you do to celebrate your birthday?
I'm old, man. It's wild, man. In my head, that's all I think. It's like, I forgot it was my birthday like 5 times this week. And like, people had to remind me. And then, I don't really use Facebook like that, but I went on Facebook and I noticed, like, people were saying happy birthday this morning. I was like, oh, shit, it's my birthday. So I didn't do anything. Like, my wife took me to an Italian restaurant 2 days ago because I'm out here in Anaheim for the Ryan Garcia fight. So she knew, like, hey, you're not going to have time to do shit, so let's celebrate. So ate a bunch of Italian food, got fat. And now I'm out here in Anaheim getting ready for the Ryan Garcia fight, which will be when this podcast airs tomorrow, which will be Friday. Yeah, it's another day, man. I'm happy to be alive. Actually, one of my coworkers said to me, there's only like 3 people at black people at the zone, like affirmative action, whatever. But she was like, yo, you should be happy because you're a black man and you're alive in 2020. And I was like, oh, so I guess my birthday is important. So, alas, here I am. A grown-ass man celebrating another birthday, and Yeah, but back to work.
Yeah, man. I mean, any birthday past 21 is usually the rule in the hood, right? Like, you make it past 21, every birthday after that is pretty special. Because plenty of people I knew growing up in New York are, like, doing life. My boy Trev on the block. Thankfully, he's still around. But I remember a couple years ago, he's a year older than me. He got shot 13 times. Like, seven in the head.
Like, yeah. Tupac?
Yeah, he got shot 7 times in the head. They ran up on him while he was just chilling in front of the neighborhood pizza shop. Like, up the block on Burke Ave. White Plains, for everybody from New York. He was just chilling outside of it, but, you know, he had a reputation for what he did as an occupation, so people ran up and knew he had a bunch of money on him at all times, and, yeah, shot him 13 times, 7 in the head, and just kind of left him there and took the money out of the car or whatever, so he miraculously survived that. I was just chilling with him, like, a week ago when I was in New York, when I was flying out of there. So he's good. His eye is like a little crazy on the right side. He refuses to rock the John Moxley eye patch, so you can see like his eyes a little messed up. But outside of that, same old Trev. So you just never know what happens. So every birthday is a special one, even when you're an old man like yourself. I've seen the numbers all over the place. We don't got to drop the number, but shout out to everyone who said, you know, happy 63rd, 64th birthday. You guys are too kind to the old man, making him feel good by dropping a number that low. We appreciate you guys. Just want to let you guys know that. Yeah, man. And the one thing I want to ask you, because it's been a couple of years now, right? When we started this podcast, you were not yet a father. We've gone through the whole process. We've seen you now become a father and do all the cool fatherly things. But your birthday changes when you have a kid. Are you now like, is this officially when you feel that? Like, yo, my birthday's whack because I got a kid. I got a kid.
My birthday was whack years ago. I mean, to be honest, man, like at a certain point, once you get married and once you got like, yeah, of course, when you have a daughter, but it's like, I have my niece and my nephew. Like, your birthday means, to me, it meant less and less. Like, it's like Christmas. Like, when you're a kid, you want presents. But when you're an adult, you want to see the reaction when you buy people presents. So, like, my birthday, yeah, I want gifts, but nobody, like, I don't have, like, a big family. Like, my mother and father, you know, like, my father, listen, it's, let me see. It's, when we're recording the show, it's Thursday night. Or, yeah, my birthday. And it's, my birthday's almost over and I haven't heard from my pops yet. So it's like, I don't really, my birthday's been washed for years. And like, I didn't even tell my coworkers. They had to fucking find out. They found out on Facebook and they were like, oh, we got to get you a cake. And I'm like, no, nobody get me a cake. Because at a certain point, it's like, I don't care anymore. I'm just happy to be here. Like, and I don't feel any different today than I felt yesterday. So it is what it is. I mean, it's cool and all. And I appreciate like all the listeners that give me birthday shouts. Like, deadass, I really appreciate y'all. The fact that you would even say happy birthday means a lot to me. But in my mind, I'm just like, yo, it's another day. Like, I'm in Anaheim. I'm away from my family. Like, I'm away from my friends. And I'm here doing work. And even though people are here saying, like, oh, yeah, happy birthday, it's like, hey, motherfucker, get back to work. So that's really what it's all about, because you got to get the work done. Nobody really gives a shit like that. It's not like I was like, yo, happy birthday, you can have the day off. Like, no, you need to sit here and interview Ryan Garcia. That's my day today. So it's been like that for a long time. For my birthday, for the last decade, I have worked on my birthday every year. I did the NBA All-Star Game. I've done, like, magic conventions. I've done documentaries on my birthday. There is never a birthday when I'm not working. It's ridiculous.
That's so wild. Like, to hear you say that, I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. Like, your birthday's kind of been washed for a second. I haven't had a birthday without kids since I was 16. So, shit. To me, it just equates that, like, oh, once you have a kid, like, your birthday's kind of whack. You stop getting presents. But, I mean, that was me at 16. I haven't got a birthday present outside of, like, from my wife, who gets me, like, cool little things for my birthday every year, but like no one else has given me a birthday present since I was 17 years old, because as soon as I had kids, like, everything went to them. So yeah, I haven't had a real birthday in forever. Now that I think about it, that's so wild. But I always equated that to like, oh, when you have kids, your birthdays become washed. I just had kids very early. I guess natural progression in life, when you have kids at the right time, your birthdays are washed way before children.
Yeah. I'm just washed. Like the best part of my day today is I woke up and my wife texted me a video of my daughter singing "Happy Birthday, I Miss You, Daddy." And that was like it. And I was like, oh, I don't need nothing else. I'm good. Like, now I just want to go home. Like, that's it. I was like, oh, man, I just want to go home. That's it. I just want to go home and hang out with my daughter. But it's over. Like, there was a time when birthdays were the shit. And you go out, you get drunk, you get fucked up. You would do some things that you shouldn't probably be doing. And then you'd be like, yo, my birthday was wild. Now it's like my birthday is like, yo. I hid in my hotel room today and played NBA 2K. That's what I did today. Like, if any of my coworkers hear this, it was like, where was Andreas? I was playing the Lakers as the Pelicans in NBA 2K, and I got wiped the fuck out. That's what happened to me today.
That's my day. Zion, though?
Yeah, I got Zion.
In 2K? Yeah, you're fine.
But no, I had to play the Lakers that had Boogie Cousins, Anthony Davis, LeBron. Like, I had to play those Lakers. Like, all of them were healthy, and they beat the shit out of me. That was my day.
Nah, there's worse birthdays than that. All right, everybody, we'll get right back to the episode in a second. But first, have you ever seen an untucked button down? They look bad. Why? Because they weren't meant to be worn that way. Thankfully, there's Untuck It, the original button down shirt actually designed to be worn untucked. No matter your size or shape, Untuck It shirts always fall at the perfect untucked length.
With more than 50 combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Fits me just great. Like, you know, I lost some weight recently, so gotta make sure everything looks good. So these Untuckers look awesome. You can choose from styles like wrinkle-free button-downs, super soft flannels, outerwear, and more. With Untuck It, your shirts will never look baggy, bulgy, too long, or too big again. And the website is so easy to use. They even have a whole page devoted to helping you find your fit.
Yeah, so whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, Untuck It is the way to go. Visit untuckit.com and use code BLUE for 20% off at checkout. That's untuckit.com and promo code BLUE for 20% off. Now let's get right back to the show. You woke up to an amazing text from your daughter, and before we get into like our first subject into the show, I woke up to a crazy text. Not crazy necessarily, but I woke up from a text from my ex-wife. So shout out to the ex-wife, we're cool now. If you guys have been listening to the podcast for the 5 years that I've done this, it has not always been the case. I've grown. It's growth on my end. But the ex-wife hit me up, and it is a day of celebrations, right? So I tweeted you this morning, like a huge magnum bottle of champagne, one that I've had to buy you before due to losing a bet. But for your birthday, you know, it's DJ Khaled with this magnum bottle of champagne. But I should have popped one myself today because my ex-wife hit me up today and she was like, yo, can you change the direct deposit info for the money that I send the kids every week for my check? And she's like, yo, can you change that? Because I changed my name finally and I had to redo everything at the bank. So she got married on a whim. She's wild, but peace to her. She's very cordial to me now, so nothing but blessings her way. But she got married on the fly last weekend. She's been with her dude for as long as I've been with my wife, and there was no engagement, no nothing. Just got married, and they planned the secret marriage that I found out about like 2 months ago because I was trying to bring my kids to Disneyland, and she was like, yo, I'm having the secret marriage, so please have them back by this date. I was like, all right, great. She also happened to be pregnant, so she went into labor early last week, had an emergency C-section, in which then she still had the shotgun wedding. So I was like, it's fucking wild, but congrats to you. So she texted me this morning, like, yo, I changed my name. And for everyone who has been listening to this podcast for at least 3 years, you know how long I've been trying to get her to change her goddamn name off of Dansby. And today's that day, Dre. So I feel like we should have been popping champagne all day. If not for your birthday, it's because my ex-wife finally dropped my last name. I was so adamant about this shit. Like, no, you can't have my last name. There's not too many Dansbys in the world. And really, no one knows anyone outside of Carlos Dansby and now me. So, no, you can't have Dansby as last name. She ran out of her excuse of my children have the last name. I got to keep it. She now has two children with her new dude and changed her name to that. So I was so damn happy when I woke up. And then I felt bad because my daughter posted a picture of her mother, my ex-wife, and the new baby, which was cool. And in the picture, like, my ex-wife is sleeping and laying in the bed, and the baby's sleeping in a bassinet next to the bed, right? When I looked at it, though, I'm like, yo, that bassinet is super whack. It's like the packing plays, and then her sheets were like 200 thread count Target sheets. And she had no headboard on her bed. And I was looking, I was like, yo, she ain't upgraded at all since we had our first daughter at 17. I was like, fuck, I feel bad for her. And then I was like, yo, I'm a horrible person for thinking this. You know, just because I got 1,000 thread count sheets. But
it made Stop.
Upgraded at all.
Stop. You are counting the... Yo, you are comparing the thread count in the sheets. Yo, that ESPN money has taken you to another level where you are literally saying, yo, you only got 250 threads? Yo, I got a rack. I got a rack threads. Oh, my God.
You could tell, like, it was cheap sheets from Walmart and Target. I gave her Target. So let's be fair. I gave her the benefit of Target. But, like, you look at it and be like, yo, we used to do that same shit when we were, like, 17. And it's a horrible way of thinking. But I, like, looked, and every now and then you look back at an ex and you're like, I win.
Wow.
Like, we're, like, the same age, roughly. She's a little older than me, so she's 32. I'm like, yo, you have all this shit at 32 that we had at 17. Like, that's so whack. But I, you know, this shit I say amongst friends here on the podcast. I didn't text this to her. She doesn't listen to the show, so fuck it. But it's one of those things. You look, you're like, yo, you got a pack and play? This is your fifth kid. You're 30 years old. You got a pack and play? What is this shit? Like, you can't get, like, a permanent bassinet next to your bed? Oh, God. There's no headboard. The bed was under a window with no headboard. Like, you just got the metal frame? You don't even got the planks under your bed? Damn, that shit made me feel good, though. Because I was like,
yo,
oh, she just,
petty dancing. Petty. Yo, listen. Doug, you got to stop. It's enough. She's got to tap out. You won. Petty Dansby has won the debate. You own this argument. And I think, listen, I'll say this. I think every man who has been in a relationship that was a long-term relationship, you, in your case, you were married. When you separate, you secretly wanted to see that person fail. I know people go out there and say, yo, I hope you do well in the rest of your life. You're fucking lying because you want to see her fail or him fail, whoever it is. Whoever listens to this podcast, you've been in a long-term relationship and you break up, you want to see that person fail because there's nothing better than doing better than the person that you were with. So I know this is morally incorrect, but I'm with you on this. I'm with you. It's petty. Dog, I'm king petty. My wife tells me all the time, you are one of the pettiest people I know because I spent my whole life trying to prove people wrong because my life was rough and people told me I wasn't going to be shit. And then when I became shit, I was like, oh, okay, motherfucker, now what? So when I see your situation, and now you're sitting there going, oh, you counting the threads on sheets now? At first, I was like, man, Kel is petty. But I'm like, God damn it, Kel. That's what you're supposed to do, guy. I would bang the table right now, but it would shake the microphone and make a lot of noise. But this is what you're supposed to do. It's petty as fuck. We're petty. But at least on this podcast, because we're amongst friends, we can admit to our pettiness. I am petty.
I'm telling you, and I wouldn't be this way towards her, and I told this story several times on the podcast, if she wasn't the one that told me I would never get to ESPN. She told me I would never make this a career.
She
wanted to get a job at the factory with her sister's husband, the kid's uncle, who's mad dope, he's cool. But he doesn't work at the factory anymore, he's now a truck driver, like going between states, and he hates that shit on Facebook. but she told me to stop chasing this and go get a job at the factory and be a real man. Now her man works at a factory, I think he's like a management level or whatever, building medical supplies, and she got the person she wanted. But now she has a last name that doesn't mean shit. No one knows who that guy is. They don't know who she is anymore. They only knew of her, maybe, because she had my last name and I'm actually someone. So now that she's off of the last name and she told me it wouldn't be shit, good looks. Give me that back, because there's a new Mrs. Dansby and she can have that. So I feel really good. There's a Joe Budden line, matter of fact, as a Joe Budden fan, where he's just, it's like called Under the Sun. He is crushing his baby mama. But he's like, you're mad because my girl switch, every day my girl switch heels, switch bags. Then he goes on to say, you can't afford a deposit on my closet. Since you, only thing I know was fly shit. It's like, yo, he just crushes his baby mama, and I really feel that. So after this podcast, I'll probably throw in that song and just revel in my greatness. But yo, the sheets threw me. Like, I can't sleep on 200 thread count sheets. Like, I'm a snob. I got five pair of thousand thread count sheets. I got to do it. I don't even know that quality anymore. So, I saw that, though, and it just, I'm a horrible person, but I felt like I had to express this with the listeners today. So, if you guys see a smile on my face this weekend or during the Wilder fight next week, just know it's because I'm being petty. So, I appreciate it.
Yo, Listen, because we have to keep this show relatively short because I have like another meeting to run to. But I have to say this to our listeners right now. I think you have, for the past like week, maybe the past like maybe 5 to 6 shows, you maybe have gotten the most entertaining version of Kale and myself. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. But between the strip club, between beating up Jason Whitlock and motherfucking the Radio Raheem story, between, like all the shit that you're getting, I don't know what's going on, but apparently shit has been wildly entertaining, y'all. I don't know if we're gonna keep this momentum, but enjoy it while it lasts because Petty Dansby is on fire right now.
Yo, it's our road to WrestleMania. As soon as we found out, we're gonna have a WrestleMania weekend show down in Tampa. Royal Rumble hit, and we treated that shit like it was our road to WrestleMania.
Dog, this is road.
New podcast network.
Dog, this is
on fire right
listen,
now.
Listen. This is the road to Petty Mania, and you are in the main event against Petty, and you are winning. Cause hey, man, our listeners gonna listen to this shit and be like, "Yo, Keller's crazy," and I know I've said some crazy shit too, but. Hey, I don't know if you can get any better than this. This shit has been on fire lately. I don't know what's going on. Let's talk pro wrestling because we can sit here and talk about this petty shit all day long and I'll be wildly entertained. But man, we got to save some for the next few weeks because this is insane.
Well, there you have it, everyone. That was the episode. As you can hear, there's like a crazy reverb to all of my stuff. Not sure how that happened. These things happen all the time. The alternative was not putting out a show at all. And I thought, you know what? If you guys want to listen to the crazy bad audio quality, go ahead. If you don't, please feel free to skip it. If you've gotten this far, you obviously didn't skip this 20-minute show. But I promise we'll knock it out of the park next week, get everything figured out. It's Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury week. Both Dre and I would be super busy, but we'll have 3 shows as normal. Probably save the boxing show for Friday since it's timely. We'll start off with pro wrestling instead to make up for this show. So we appreciate you guys. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at @CornerPodcast_. Me at Kel Dansby, him at Andreas Hale. Thank you for sticking by us for this little bit of a rocky episode. Till next week, we're out. Peace.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYDHealing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.